All right, so you heard in the sports there, Brandon Woodruff on the 15-day injured list, right shoulder inflammation. Interesting, he said he had no velocity on his fastball yesterday, but he said he didn't feel pain when he came out of the game, but clearly knew that something wasn't right. He said he had dead arm is what it felt like. What is that? What does that mean? Dr. Patrick Yost, Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin, is with us. Dr. Yost, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you deal with elite athletes all the time, and you deal with arms as part of what you do. Let's start with the broad question of what is dead arm? What does this likely mean is going on?
So that can mean a lot of things. So the most common time I hear it is when a pitcher will blow out their elbow and they'll say, I felt the pop and then my arm was dead. Usually that means they've torn their ulnar collateral ligament. Now, in Brandon's case, his elbow's fine. He's just trying to describe that he has a painless arm that just doesn't generate the velocity he's expecting. And if you watch the game or if you kind of read his responses, it was sort of like, it's not doing what I'm expecting, but it's not hurting. And then he tried again, and it still wasn't doing what he was expecting just from velocity. And so they just called it and pulled him out. But to me, that means velocity wasn't there, but there also wasn't like a pop or pain or anything. So that's not the usual, that's not a very common way of describing a dead arm. Usually a dead arm is like skull and crossbones, something terrible happened.
Mm. Wow. So he's now on the 15-day injured list with right shoulder inflammation. Now, how bad is that? Because, I mean, he missed the entire MLB season 2024. It's just so sad.
Yeah, I think what that means to me is they didn't see a whole lot on the MRI. I think they do an MRI almost immediately with Major League pitchers. And he had an anterior capsular repair a year and a half ago. And basically what they're saying there is it's not retorn, which is a great thing. So they're calling it inflammation. You can see a little increased signal maybe in the front of the shoulder, and that's what they see. But to me, that means they didn't see much else, which is, I think, a pretty good sign.
So the surgery that you mentioned, he's had a rough couple of years. Does that make it more likely that what he's suffering from now could have happened? Are they completely unrelated? Can we tie the two together in any way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, these things add up. Pitcher's arm is under so much stress. This capsular repair, it tries to reconnect the spring on the inside of the shoulder that holds it stable, but also allows it to kind of wind up energy and then retransmit energy through the ball. It's not normal. You know, we repair these things and we make them better, but it's not normal. And there's probably increased rigidity and lost elasticity when they're repaired. But obviously it was decent because he was doing pretty well for a while. I think that what people have to understand is that pitching is one of the highest stress things that humans do. There's nothing else that has more rotational speed in that we've studied in human behavior or human sports than a baseball pitcher. When they throw, their arm is spinning so fast that if it kept going, it would go all the way around 20 times in 1 second. So just trying to imagine that is kind of hard to get your brain around. So
wow,
there's just such tight tolerances to getting a fastball or a breaking pitch to go that fast and on target that it doesn't take much to kind of upset things.
My gosh, it's like a slingshot. I mean, so what do you think his long term, like when after pitchers are done, when they're retired? I remember interviewing a Cubs pitcher. He was describing how he was still awake and he was doing some surgery on his forearm, and his wife said she could never eat spaghetti ever again. I mean, what happens to their limbs?
Yeah, so their shoulders see a ton of stress. Their elbows see a ton of stress. Is he 33, I think? I mean, he's a realist. He's a pretty smart guy. He knows that's generally close to the back end of a pitcher's career, and he's had a surgery and a couple of setbacks. So he knows there's not that many pitches left in his arm, but I think if there's nothing wrong on the MRI, it makes sense to just watch and wait and see what his arm can do in 2 or 3 weeks.
How tough is it mentally to get through this? He had a major surgery. He went through the rehab. He came back. Things seem to be going well. When an elite athlete has a setback like this, how difficult is the mental part of it?
It's a big thing. I see a lot of athletes, college kids, professional athletes, and they're just like any other group. There's more variation within groups than between groups, if that makes sense. So some of them are super resilient and super relaxed, and some of them are, forgive the pun, wound pretty tight and anxious. So he seems like a pretty relaxed individual, but you never know. So it's a lot to deal with. There's a lot riding on their success and their ability to throw a pitch. So it's stressful. It's definitely stressful.
Dr. Patrick Yost is the guy. If you're ever throwing a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and your velocity goes down to 85, Julia, Dr. Yost is the guy you want to deal
he
with.
He is my man.
Yeah, he's going to take care
of you. I'll be available. Thank you.
Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin is the place. They're the best in the business. Dr. Yost, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.